I have to tell you the story really, really quick. So a friend, if you're familiar with Mike Terley, and I know you, many of you are, and God bless you, I appreciate that. My friend Pete Versillo, it is often pops up in many of my songs. I change his name, but he's Bobby, and when Bobby comes down, and he's Dear Pete, obviously, and Dear Pete. So he pops up a lot. Can make me laugh. Now that Bill Hicks is dead, he can make me laugh like no other man can make me laugh. Him and his brother Louis, the Versillo brothers, they're out of their fucking minds. So I have to tell you this quick story. So I need to tell you the setup really quick. Pete comes from a Catholic Italian family, there's three brothers, two sisters, and the mother, when Pete was 11 years old, embezzles $10,000 from the bank that she works at, and moves to Harlem with an African-American guy, okay? So in the meantime, Pete, by 12, he starts doing heroin, gets into petty crimes and all this kind of building. It's got a good end to the story, because now he's sober, he counsels kids on drugs. He looks kind of like Mr. T. He's got all gold chains and bollies out of his fucking, and the kids love him, you know? Really, they love. So he can make me laugh like no human being. Well, needless to say, so that's the setup of the story. And he's done crazy shit. He was, you know, I don't even want to get into it. But, so, see, just recently, I'm talking to his brother Louis. His brother Louis also can make me laugh, 9 months younger than Pete. I'm talking to him at Christmas time. Well, it turns out, and over the course of Pete's life, he has an on-again, off-again relationship with his mother. And he would come down to my house in New York, and we'd go up and visit her and stuff. It was always kind of weird. Well, anyway, it turns out over the last year, she's become very sick. She moves back to Syracuse, where we're from, to die. And she ends up in the hospital over just before Christmas. So Pete comes up from Florida, where he currently lives, as does his brother Louis, as does his sister Teresa, to sort of wait by the bedside and whatever. She's in and out of consciousness. So the final day, who knew it was the final day, but Teresa goes out to get coffee, and Pete and Louis are left with the mother, who regains consciousness, looks at the two boys and says, "I hope you'll forgive me for all I did. I love you. Goodbye." And she dies. This is true. Now, Teresa comes back with the coffee. She says, "What happened?" Pete says, "Well, Mom just passed away. Said, loved us. Please forgive her. And goodbye." And Teresa says, "Wow, what a profound moment. I wish I could have been here." So Pete takes his mom's dead hand and says,
"Goodbye, Teresa." "Forgive me, I love you."
So Pete and Louis are laughing so fucking hard. I mean, how cathartic is this? How profound? I mean, think about, this is like fucking Dostoevsky. Think of all the levels of this, right? They drop in the hospital. They're laughing so fast. And Teresa's initially aghast, but she can't help but laugh, right? So he tells me this over Christmas, and I can't go anywhere where I'm dying laughing, man. I'm like riding in the car, I had to pull over. So I call Louis back, and I go, "Louis, man, holy shit, your brother Pete just told me this fucking story. This is absolutely hysterical." He goes, "Well, there's more to it than that." And I go, he goes, "I got up, and I said to her, I said, Mom, I never could beat you in thumb wrestling while you were alive." It's true. And thumb wrestles her. He goes, "I win, best out of three."